Daryl and Brandy Shiflett of Grimesland are very thankful for the Children's Miracle Network and our Children's Hospital. They have a beautiful daughter. Her name is Emma Grace. Brandy, what is it that Emma suffers from?
She has spinal muscle atrophy type 2. It's a motor neuron disease. Affects the muscles that controls her breathing, walking, crawling, swallowing. Practically it affects about 1 in 6,000 children that are born. 1 in 40 people are actually carriers, and like my husband and I, we didn't know we were carriers until Emma was about 16 months old and was diagnosed. We didn't start noticing the onset until she was about a year old.
What exactly made you realize something was wrong?
She was crawling. She did crawl just really slow, and that did start to slow down a lot. And then she had never stood up on her own. She would if you'd hold her hands. But as far as she would get would be on her knees to actually pull herself up.
Now, what kind of challenges does Emma Grace face on a daily basis?
She has a lot of equipment she uses to maintain her her lungs stay healthy. She isn't able to walk. She uses a power wheelchair. We have to pretty much take her everywhere that she needs to go. Taking a bath, she has to sit in a bath chair, and we have to constantly keep an eye on her. At night, she sleeps with a pulse ox so that we know that she's okay while she's sleeping, and I'd be alarmed if something were going on at night.
Right. I can just imagine as a parent what you must go through on a daily basis.
Yeah. At first, it was really hard, but you begin to live with it.
Now, your experience, you find out when Emma Grace is 16 months old, mm-hmm. that she has this.
Yes.
What happened from then?
We were set up with a lot of specialists, neurologists, pulmonologists, started monitoring her breathing. Then when she was probably 2.5 years old, she had her first hospital stay. She had pneumonia, and that's common with SMA kids. Any type of illness can affect the lungs pretty easily.
And she has to be carefully monitored, I'm assuming.
Oh, yes. Generally, I start to notice something's wrong by her oxygen level. Something will go up with that, and that's a warning sign to me that something's starting.
Tell us about your experience with the Children's Hospital.
Oh, they've been great. If it wasn't for them, I honestly don't know if Emma would still be with us. They've kept her strong. They've even set her up with the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and she went to Disney World this past November, and she loved it. She wants to go back.
Oh, that's a wonderful thing, because I think when kids are sick like this, they need to have some kind of normalcy and,
yes.
and to know that they can still have fun.
Yes. And children with SMA are very smart. I mean, they're usually above average with intelligence, so they want to do things that all other kids can. Their bodies just won't able them to.
Tell us about the doctors and nurses. How were they to you and your husband?
Oh, they're great. They make you feel right at home. The child life staff's great, too. They bring Emma lots of toys and make sure she's happy.
What is Emma Grace's prognosis?
We're really not sure. When she was diagnosed, it was pretty much a death sentence almost. A lot of kids don't make it till age 2, and here, May 10th, she'll be celebrating her 4th birthday. So
that's wonderful.
Really, you don't know with these kids.
Now, for somebody out there who is just thinking about giving, I wish they could look at Emma Grace's little eyes and just look into her eyes. What would you tell a parent if they're thinking about giving, they're on the verge of giving, and they want to give and want to give with their heart, how would you ask somebody to donate to the Children's Miracle Network?
I would just ask to please donate. You're saving a child's life.
Just like little Emma Grace.
Yep.
Our prayers and our well wishes are with you and your husband and little Emma Grace. Emma Grace, want to say something on the radio?
You want to talk?
Yeah.
You say hey?
Hey.
Tell everybody what your name is.
I'm Emma.
Emma, mm-hmm. How old are you, sweetheart?
3.
You're almost
3.
4, huh?
Uh-huh.
You got a birthday coming soon, don't you?
May 10th.
Yeah.
Well, happy 4. Birthday early.
Yeah.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
Do you know any songs?
Itsy Bitsy
Spider.
Okay, sing the Itsy Bitsy Spider. Itsy Bitsy Spider went to water, fell out, came, saw the trout all the way, and the Itsy Bitsy Spider went to smelting.
Yay! Yay! That was really good. I wish I could sing that well. You did really good, Emma Grace. Can you tell everybody, say, please call and donate money.
Please call and donate money.
Do it for little Emma Grace. She's precious. Thank you guys for coming out.
All right, yeah. Thank you.
Can
thank
I get you. A hug, Emma Grace? Can I get one?
Yeah.